If you are ready to start going out here and getting wholesaling real estate deals for free with SMS text blasting, we are in for a treat today. What is up, guys? Zach in here. And in today's video, I want to show you my absolutely 100% free and foolproof guide on how to get your next wholesaling deal in 14 days for free with SMS text blasting. That is right. That's a big, hefty promise. But I promise you, if you can put in the work within 14 days, you can get a wholesaling deal. It ain't going to be easy. It ain't going to be the simplest process in the world. But I can tell you straight up, if you want to start getting wholesaling real estate deals through SMS text blasting, this is going to be the strategy. I want to give everyone a fair warning though. Okay. This is going to be a secret SMS text blasting method. Frankly, no wholesaling guru wants you to know that they are actually trying to disrupt the stream as we speak. This is going to be a method the SMS software companies don't want you to know either. If you know that, you don't have to spend a lot of money with them either, right? And there's a lot of people that don't want you to know this. And the people that don't want you to know this are people that know if you can get wholesaling deals through SMS for free without spending any money, they can't take your money, right? And so the gurus don't like it. We have SMS text blasting gurus that hate what I'm doing because I'm showing you how to get deals through SMS text blasting. I know so many people watching this that they want to get into wholesaling, but I actually kind of get it, right? You don't want to cold call 5 hours a day like I used to do, right? You don't want to go call and call and call, and maybe you're tired after a full day of work and you just want to text blast a couple hours and get a deal, right? It's not far-fetched. If you can use this method, a method that I do to get wholesaling deals, a method that thousands of wholesalers do to get deals. And at the end of this, is this like no like gotcha whammy type thing where like, oh, we're joining the seminar. It's not that, right? At the end of this, you are going to get fundamental information on how you can start getting wholesaling deals. I'm going to give you homework. I'm going to show you exactly the methods. I'm going to give you a blueprint. I'm going to give you a guide, a schedule, and everything for you to get a wholesaling real estate deal with SMS text blasting absolutely for free. That's my promise for you. Hey, you are going to be shocked by this information because most wholesaling real estate YouTube channels will never talk about this. That's what we do here on the channel. We teach you how to get wholesaling deals. You're broke. We want to help you out. We're the only ones that don't help anyone that's broke, honestly, in wholesaling. So we're excited about this. I'm going to break this all down. But before I do it, do me a favor. Make sure you smash the like button, subscribe, and let's get into it. Cue the intro. And let's learn how to get some deals through SMS text blasting. Woo!
Get the fuck out of bed, bitch. Go. Get up, get up. Get the guy. Gotta wake up. Gotta wake up, bitch. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up.
To go. We're excited today, guys. So what I'm going to do right now is break down SMS text blasting for free, cost zero money at all to start going out here and getting wholesaling real estate deals. This is fundamental. We're going to cut the fluff, bring it straight into it and show you exactly how to do this. Now, before I break this down, we have to understand if you're new, you want to get wholesaling deals, you're a newbie, you're a beginner. What is SMS text blasting, right? This is might be some questions we're going to ask. So from a beginner that's broke all the way to someone advanced, this is a strategy I think everyone should be doing. And I can tell you right now, this is a strategy I could probably say less than 1% of people even watching today are doing it. And less than 1% of those people in your competition is doing them. So it's going to help you out a lot. So what is SMS text blasting, guys? SMS text blasting is basically a method of using texting, which is everyone knows text on your phone, on a software, on a device, whatever it is, to go reach out to motivated sellers to see if they want to sell their house. That's marketing 101. In marketing and wholesaling real estate, if you're calling, texting, direct mail, PPC, SEO, Facebook ads, whatever you do, drawing for dollars, reverse drawing for dollars, The point of marketing is to find people that are interested in selling their house. That is the goal. Once they're interested, we go into acquisitions, we lock up the deal. Dispo, we sell the deal, we make our profits, boom, we're happy. Like that's the goal. So the goal of SMS is to send texts that will lead to wholesaling real estate deals. That is what we're doing. That is the entire enchilada of what I'm teaching you guys how to do today. Go out here and find wholesaling real estate deals through texting. Most people text their friends, their family, and they think of it as like a personal thing. But here's the cool part. It is a way of finding wholesaling deals. You can actually use it to make money. You know, the average person uses their phone for TikTok and all the fun stuff and all, yeah, that's all great. But you can also use this phone to make you millions of dollars. We're going to use this how you can use texting for it right now. And so let's get straight into it. Let's talk about this, guys. Let's get rid of the first misconception. I think most wholesaling real estate YouTubers, whatever, you hear the word texting, you think, oh my gosh, $1,000 a month I have to spend, right? That's what you think. And the fundamental thing is like, how much does it cost you to text your grandma right now? Think about it. $0, right? And so like texting isn't a expensive thing. Fundamentally, if you know how to do it the right way, you don't need to spend big money on SMS text blasting. Now, as somebody, there's big softwares. I teach you guys. I show you softwares and there's great ones. I use smszach.com. Everybody knows that. But that's not what we're talking about today. We're specifically talking about how to do it for free. You don't need any software at all, really, that's paid or anything like that, right? And so, again, let me repeat myself. This is going to be a secret free SMS text blasting method. No guru wants you to know. No fluff, no gimmicks. Let's break this all down. And so I get asked all the time, is this method legal, right? Is SMS text blasting legal? And before I break down and show you everything, there's always one hooligan in the chat says, oh, texting is illegal. Bruh, no, it's not. Okay. Every single time somebody tells me calling, texting, whatever is illegal, I always ask, give me one proof of one person who went to jail, got a fine or anything for texting, right? Because millions of texts being sent out, right? Not one person. Because through SMS text blasting and the way that I teach it, okay? I can't tell you the way Guru Shmuru, who charges you 12 grand to join his SMS text blasting mastermind does it. He probably does it the illegal way because he's actually broke. He doesn't do any wholesaling deals. But as somebody that does a lot of wholesaling deals, I could tell you if you follow the method that I teach here, it is legal to do. Once you start getting into the other ways of doing it, it's probably going to be illegal. I'm just being honest with you, right? So SMS text blasting is 100% legal when it comes to wholesaling real estate. Now, the only law when it comes to telemarketing, texting, calling is the Telephone Communication Protections Act of 1991, I believe. And they did an updated one like 2008, I believe, right? And according to that law, telemarketing, DNC list, all these things, right? Now, according to those laws, you can read it. You can go to the laws, go to the FCC's definition of telemarketing. But you going out here and selling something is considered telemarketing. So if I'm encouraging you to buy something, or if I'm trying to sell a product or service, then obviously that is illegal and you can't be doing that on a DNC list, right? But for me to go and ask people if they're the owner of a house, that is not illegal in its sense. Me asking if they are looking to potentially sell their property, because I'm not offering a service, in the eyes of the law, it is legal. After talking to lawyers, this is what they say. Now, if I'm a realtor, I'm actually providing a service of listing their own house where I'm going to profit off of it. Yikes, right? That is actually, it can get a little iffy, right? But for me, fundamentally, buying somebody's house, I could be not making a profit. I'm not selling a service. I'm not selling anything, right? Now, if I text you, say, hey, I have a car washing company, of course, that's probably going to be illegal texting that. But through the methods that I'm teaching today, it is legal, right? And speak to a lawyer, title company, whatever you want to do. Before you tie your shoes, make sure you talk to a lawyer, right? Legal disclaimer everywhere, right? There's a video of entertainment purposes, whatever a lawyer makes me say, right? But it is legal. Now, the way your guru teaches it probably is super illegal. You cannot click a button and send 5,000 texts out at once. That's considered an auto dialer from the Supreme Court. I've researched it. I've done all the work for you. Trust me. It is legal, the method I'm teaching you today for this. And so I would not sleep at night knowing I'm giving you something that's illegal that get you in trouble, that it goes against, honestly, my entire reputation, everything I say. So we're all fine here, okay? Because politicians send texts out to get money from me all the time. So trust me, I know the laws, and they're not going to go change the law. So don't be freaking out over this. So let's break this down. Now we kind of got the boring stuff out of the way. Is it legal? All this stuff. Let's just get into it straight up. Take notes. This is recorded on YouTube. Just go to Flip with Rick on YouTube, Zach and YouTube, Rick and Wholesaling Austria, whatever YouTube channel you're watching this on that we stream them on. Make sure you go out here and go there to watch the replays of this. Now, this method, there's very, very important fundamentals you have to understand. The point of this method is speed. Speed, speed, speed. Speed is going to be everything here. The faster you can get on the phone with the seller, the best. So the entire method of today is getting on the cell phone. I know this is weird. The point is to get a phone conversation with the seller. So text, okay, they're looking to sell, boom, call them, get on the phone, get the appointment, right? That is the point today. There's no other point. I'm not here to go close a seller over text. We're getting big boy deals. We're trying to make $40,000 stinking dollars on a wholesaling deal. We're not doing the broke wholesaler guru thing, right? We're trying to make 30, 40, 50 K on a deal. Like, what? Go big or go home, right, guys? To do a $40,000 deal and a $10,000 deal, the only difference is going on the phone, closing, using the scripts I say, right? So speed, 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 speed. Let me repeat myself. Speed. You got to be fast. And so when we get somebody, we want to get the deal as soon as possible. There's competition. There's all these things. That's why we got to be super fast and efficient with what we do. So remember, everything I teach about today is getting on the phone the quickest way possible. These are hot deals. We have to go attack them. When you sit on your phone and sit on your butt all day and cry about, oh, is it a sell or not? Get on the phone, get the deal. Okay. That being said, let's talk about this. What is your text blasting software going to be? It's going to be two. It's going to be your personal cell phone. It's going to be Google Voice. That's it. Okay. When you got no money, you're broke. We can't be complaining. All right. When you're broke, the excuse factor can't be there. I don't want to text my personal cell phone. Do you want to stay broke or do you want to text with your personal cell phone? Let me know which one you want to do more. You're paying for the phone service. Send text out. You can use Google Voice. Copy and paste it. Do it from there. Let's break down how much to send out. Let's break down the scripts. Let's break down the entire thing right now, right? First and foremost, the SMS text blasting software of your choice. You got no money. You have no excuses. Use your cell phone and then use a service on your computer. It's called Google Voice. Look it up. You can sign up right now. That's it. Okay. We're going to send text out doing that. So now the next part is how many texts do I send out? Now, I have researched this. I have looked at every which way. I've helped a lot of people get the first deal doing this. I have personally found you do not want to be listed as spam, right? When we send a text, we want it to be delivered. We want it to actually be sent out, right? And so the cool part about that is I have found you can only send with this method if you really want to make sure you're getting the most effective way possible. Don't send 100 out in an hour. Don't do any of that stuff. No, no, no. We're going to have to send at most 10 texts an hour. I know that only 10 texts. I mean, if you send an alert on your phone and you do it every single hour, you can get like 140, 150 texts out a day. Like, that's a lot, right? And we're doing it over a slow period, right? So I could say about 10 texts an hour with this method, right? More phones, better, right? About 5 an hour with Google Voice and about 5 an hour on your personal cell phone. I don't want you to do any more than that because we don't want to risk being spam. We only have 2 phone numbers here. We can't go crazy with this, right? Unfortunately. So just understand that about 10 an hour is probably going to be the best you can do. So let me repeat myself. 10 an hour. Did I stutter when I said that? Did I tell you to do 14 an hour? Did I tell you to do 11 an hour? Did I tell you to do 4 an hour? No, 10 an hour max. 5 on your cell phone and then 5 on Google Voice. Is this clear to everyone? Only do that. Do not get cute with it. Don't go against my advice. Oh, Zach doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm going to go out here and I'm going to do 14 an hour. No, you will literally get spam. You will lose this method. It won't work. You got to follow the playbook. I'm your coach. I'm giving you a playbook, right? This is it. So when you're sending these texts out, we are going to use a different ad copy every time. What does that mean? every single text I send out is going to be different. And before you go and just scream in the comments like I always see, Sick, I don't have time like you to write 150 texts every single day. Yeah, I know that's ridiculous. Like last year, I could have never released this video. You know why? Because for you to sit down and create 10 different texts a day, an hour, and do 150 different variations of it would literally, it will cost you all day to do. And it will fry your brain. It'd be a lot of work, right? But we have a great new software called AI that will do it for you. So this is where Zach sells the AI software. No, it's free. I'm going to put in the comments. I'm going to put it everywhere. You can just copy and paste and do it for you. It's free. Do I give you my word that I'm doing what the gurus literally will not do? They are scared to death of me making this video right now because nobody else in the wholesaling industry has, frankly, the courage to go out here and actually give you stuff for free that literally no one else is willing to do that. I can't sell a course on this. I can't take money from you doing this, but I don't care. The SMS software companies really, I want you to understand this. The software companies do not want me making this video. No one wants me making this video except for the people. And this is who I do it for. And so you have to follow what I'm saying word for word here. All right. We got to use different text every single time when we do this. Now, in wholesaling real estate, I'm the only person that does this. I don't understand why, but it works the best for everyone. I have hundreds of thousands of people in freewholesaling.com that use this and it works. No guru does it because no guru is really, most gurus are just broke. Okay. The real wholesalers do this. What I have found, if you send a bunch of texts and they're really spammy, all right, this is Zach with Zach Home Solutions and I'm looking to purchase your property for cash. Bleh. That will not work. It'll be spam. You'll be reported. It just not go well. What you need to use is my patented formula type thing. I'm going to give it to you. It's free for you guys, obviously. It is what I call my double whammy script. Pretty simple. It's a double whammy. What's a double whammy? Punch, and then whew, I hit with a second. That's the Sean Strickland type thing, right? Like, you know, I'm jabbing you, and then I hit you with the big shot, right? That's boxing fighting 101, right? I'm hitting you in the chest, and you think, oh, it's a chest shot, and then you curl up, and then I go boom, upper hook, uppercut, right, and get you there, right? I'm baiting you into it. So I just want to understand. Maybe I'm circling, and they go boom, I attack you with that right hit, right hook, right? That's how you win in fights. This is a fight of getting a wholesaling deal. We're fighting our competition, right? We have to actually get really good strategy with this. This is why in boxing, my last analogy, right? But like, there's a reason why, like, I will try to bait you in to pretend like I'm just trying to hit you in the chest. And then I just go boom for the head, right? But that's how it works. You got to bait them in. You just can't go straight into it, right? And so this is what I call my double whammy script. Now, my double whammy script works really well. The point of the double whammy script is only one thing. There's only one goal in the double whammy script. Only one. This is going to be your priority when writing the scripts, and I'll have AI do it all for you too. But the priority of the script is to get a response. That is it. I can tell you, when you get responses, drives me crazy that no other person talks about this, but I'm the only person that can. When you send a text out from your personal cell phone, if you send a bunch of text out and you get no responses, the carriers are going to think that you are literally a spammer. You're a weird, creepy spammer, and they're going to literally shut your deliveries off. Like, it's going to go bad. You're going to get no wholesaling deals. You're going to stay broke like the regular gurus. You don't want to do that. What you got to do instead here is get responses. When you get a ton of responses, the carriers are like, oh, this guy's clean. Send them out, right? And this way, even when you use a paid software, you're supposed to be doing this, but no one else ever teaches this except for me, which is really sad, but it's true. So you have to get a response. That is the point of the double whammy script. So let me give you my double whammy script so you kind of understand what I'm talking about. I send two messages. I send message one, and then when they reply, I send message two. It's a little more work, but you'll actually get wholesaling deals by doing this. And so maybe you want to screenshot this. Remember, replay on YouTube so you can find it right. This is what a double whammy script looks like. Example. Hey, is this the owner of 123 Main Street? This is your neighbor, Zach, and I just drove by it. I had a question. Guys, that text is not what the average wholesaler does on a text, right? because I don't want to seem like my competition. Guys, if you want to stay like your competition, stay broke, right? If you want to be a broke guru, do what the broke guru says and you'll end up being broke just like them, right? You don't want to be doing this stuff, right? You want to go out here and actually do something that invokes a bunch of responses. And so, 123, so let me repeat myself. Hey, is this the owner of 123 Main Street? They're going to be like, how does he know my address? Oh, it's my neighbor. You had a question. Hey, what's going on, right? The person that's receiving that text is going to think, oh my gosh, something's up at my house. And they're going to get, guys, the point is just a response. Because message two is the right hook. Boom, you get them right there, right? This is the jab. This is just the, we're trying to set them up. And then boom, we hit them on the other end here, right? And so just so you know, this is just to get the response. Once they respond, yes, this is John, the owner. You hit him with message two. Are you interested in selling that property? Me and my partner, Rick, are looking to buy a couple more houses in the area this month. Boom. And either they want to sell it or they don't. If they say yes, we're good to go. If not, no big deal, right? What I need you to understand is most people are not going to look to sell their house, but that's okay. You just got to get the couple ones that do, and you'll get wholesaling deals by doing this, right? It's called the double whammy script. It works really, really well. I don't understand why most people don't do it. You know, I know people complain that they, oh, you know, I get marked as spam and all. You get marked as spam because you're not doing this. Say, you'll buy a house. That's all the stuff you do. It's ridiculous, guys. You're not supposed to be doing this. If you send more than five, honestly, an hour, you're going to get marked as spam. Then you're just going to stay broke. You're not going to do any wholesaling deals, right? It's stupid. You don't want to be doing this. And so another reason why you're getting marked as spam too, and this is very important. Most wholesalers, they copy and paste the same message. They copy and paste. So like this example right here, is this the owner of 123 Main Street? If you copy that and just change the address every time, that's still the same message. The carrier, they use AI too. They're gonna say, this guy is sending the same, basically the same text to 100 people today, spammer. You're done. You're gonna get marked as spam. Then you're gonna go in the comments and complain to me that wholesaling doesn't work for SMS because you're not listening to me. You gotta, guys, you have to listen to what I'm saying. The words I speak, I mean it. Okay. So we have to use different variations every time. Now, again, it's 150 variations you have to write every single day. That is like ridiculous. There's no way you can do it, right? Yes, there is. You can use AI. And so we are going to use handy dandy ChatGPT to create variations. All right. So for example, all right. So what we're going to do, we're going to go to ChatGPT and we are going to do this. Let me show you exactly how to create variations of this. So let's say we're in hour one of this. Okay. Pretty simple. I am currently in ChatGPT right now, as you can see. And what I'm going to do here is show you how I create the variation. So does everybody know how to get in ChatGPT? Let me know in the chat. It should be pretty simple. You just look up ChatGPT. Pretty simple. Chat.openai. Let me know in the comments if you don't know how to do this. Go to freelancing.com. That's where we break it down. But basically what we're going to do this is we're going to send a message out. And basically this is what the message is going to say. Create 10 SMS text variations of quote, whatever text we have, right? Hey, is this the owner of 123 Main Street? This is your neighbor, Zach. And I drove by it and I had a quick question. Obviously that's what we had, right? I'm going to put that in parentheses. And then I'm going to put in the chat too so you guys can copy it. So if you're on YouTube, this is why you got to be on YouTube. You can just copy, like go here, you can just copy and paste the comment I just had there, right? It's going to be on YouTube for you guys to copy and paste. Make sure you go to YouTube for it, right? Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel too, guys. It always helps me giving great information out like this. But as you see here on ChatGPT, I'm just going to click, boom, and guess what it's going to do? Look, it's, and remember, at the end I say, make sure I have the goal of the text to get a response back. AI is only as good as the variations you get. Look at this. It's pretty gangster. So let me move myself right here. And look at this. So it's giving me, do you see how this is this the owner? Hello, is this the homeowner? Is this the owner of, and then I can put like, create more variations that are different the same goal. I can like put something like that too, and it'll just create more. See, right, this is a little better. I asked it. You just got to get creative with it, right? And if you get creative, you can do a lot better, right? And you can ask it to make 100. You can be 200, right? But like, see, I asked it, do you see how this is the owner was done a little too much? So like, I just kind of made it, hey, is this the person responsible for one? See, my brain couldn't even think of that, right? But that was a great one right there. You know, hello, is this the person responsible for 123 Main Street? Your neighbor here. I had a quick question about something on your property. Ah, beautiful. Amazing, right? And so ChatGPT is amazing for this type of thing, right? It's unbelievable that we have this technology now. And you can go out here and use it. It's free. Lose it or use it, right? And if you have a Google account, which is basically for YouTube, you already have a ChatGPT account. So you can do it from there. Pretty simple, pretty easy, right? And so the goal here is to use that to actually get some wholesaling deals, right? We create the variations. We do it 10 every single time. And then we go from there. Now, the goal here, if we want to get some wholesaling deals, right? What's the goal? I would say about 10 an hour for 12 hours. So just go on your phone, put a 1 hour timer, and just that's the best one I have found. But literally just go out here and put a timer on it. And once you put the timer on, you can literally an hour, boop, 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 boop. Okay, I got to send the text out. It takes two minutes to go put the text out. It's pretty easy for 10. So I would say about 120 a day would be what I'd prefer. Now you got to remember, like 120 a day is not like, it's not like 1,000. Like most people will spend money to do 1,000 or 2,000 texts a day at most. Do about 10% of it, which isn't bad, right? It's not terrible, but it's not a ton, right? Like it's not like, oh my gosh, right? But remember, like it's just a little every single time. So for example, it's 120 of those multiplied by 30. And that's going to be about 3,600 texts a month. Holy mother of pearl. That's okay. Like, if you have a high quality list, 3,600 text will probably land you a wholesaling deal, right? Hey, I think it will. 3,600 text is a lot of texts. But here's the thing. If you do 3,600 just like, okay, like decent text or like, it's not the best, right? That won't be good, right? The 3,600 texts a month have to be super duper high quality. So we have to use high quality data. We have to use high quality lists. Lists wherein I send 1,000, I'm going to get really good appointments. I'm going to get deals. I'm going to get contracts. I'm going to get those checks. I'm going to get that money, right? That is the point. That is the goal of doing all this, right? To get wholesaling deals. So I'm going to be frank with you. Like I'm not going to go pull a high equity list and then do this method with it, right? It ain't going to be the best, right? That's for like the paid softwares, things like that, right? You want to use high quality lists, and it's really important to use a very high quality list. So the question again is like, okay, Zach, high quality list. I get it. Like what is a high quality list, right? A high quality list is going to be something where if I send 100 out, I have a good chance when I send that out for the day, I'm going to get some good leads. Guys, you're watching this video. You're not here to waste your time. You want to get wholesaling deals. You want to improve your life. You want to get rich, change your family's life. You want to go get that bag, right? That is why you're watching me. You're not watching me because I'm handsome and I got the nicest radio voice in the world. You're watching me because I can get you rich. That's why you're watching me. You want to make 20K this month, right? That's why you're watching me. So like, let's not waste your time. Let's get the right list. These are going to be code violations are great. The water shutoff list is going to be great. The drawing for dollars list, I'd probably just drive for dollars these texts and drive for dollars, get the lead, get the phone number, text, boom. Heck, I would even say because of the double whammy you're doing here, and if you use the right, you could probably do the probates too. If you could find the errors and text them, probates will work too. The problem is most people will cry. Oh, I don't want to pull the list. It's so difficult. Guys, are you okay staying broke? Are you okay not doing wholesaling deals? Or do you actually want to make a change? What's working right? What you've been doing in the past that isn't getting you wholesaling deals, it's not getting you any results. You're staying broke. You're staying poor. You're staying the same exact way. We're not looking to do that. We're looking to get some wholesaling deals today. If we're looking to do it, code violations are going to be really important. Water shutoffs are going to be super important. Drawing for dollars and probates and every other type of government list. The evictions list is another good one too, right? We have to be doing those lists. There's a list that I teach in my free wholesaling course. Okay, FYI, it'll probably take me about, I'm not even going to lie to you, probably about an hour to show you how to pull every single one and what they are, understanding the entire thing. I do not have, 1, 2, 3, 4 hours to go show you how to pull those lists today. But I do have a free course where I click screen share. I put the nice video. We have the cool studio in here. And I just sat down for an entire hour, show you, okay, code violations, probates, water shutoffs, pre-foreclosures, like all the stuff. It's inside of the Free Wholesaling course, fyfreewholesaling.com. I show you real deal examples. I show you me actually text blasting, be doing deals from texting, like all these things. It's in my free course, fyfreewholesaling.com. There's FYI. So like everyone's like, how do I do it? Go to fyfreewholesaling.com. It's all going to be in there. I mean, I'm not here to do a whole breakdown on it, but just do that, right? So once you do that, you'll get wholesaling deals. Now, there's one extra bonus thing in this method. If I was going to sell a $5,000 seminar on this today, I would do like, but wait, there's more. There's a super duper upgrade of the course. It'll be an extra $1,000 and I'll teach you. And this is going to be a method. I'm going to get you excited a little and then I'm going to show you what it is. Obviously, I'm not here to bait you guys, but this is a method that if you want to double your texting results. Now, I just taught you something that's going to get you wholesaling deals, like in 14 days, easy. But if you're the type of person that wants more, say, you know what? I'm okay. Like, I know 3,600 texts will leave me a deal, but how do I just send 3,600 the same text and then get two deals instead? How do I go from making 20 grand a month to getting 40 grand a month? How do I double up on everything? How do I double my results? How do I increase the chance by 100% double of being more successful and getting more wholesaling deals? This is the method. This is what I call the photo drawing for dollars method, the picture method, whatever you want to call it. I'm not good at the marketing terms for it, but picture method, I guess, is the best one. But this is a method that will get you even better results of what I'm saying. Even better, even more. Okay, guys, I'm trying to give the best info to you guys out here. I'm telling you, it can work. And so, let me break this down and let me share exactly how to do the photo method, right? So you're drawing for dollars. It's probably photo drawing for dollars method, picture drawing for dollars method, whatever it is. But you're drawing for dollars, you're looking for ugly houses. Do this, guys. Take a picture of the ugly house when you see it. Pull up to the door, take a picture of it, all right? Then what I want you to do is go to truepeoplesearch.com. Let me put in the chat. Website to get people's phone number for free. Called truepeoplesearch.com. Put the address, find the address, and then find their phone number. And I want you to text that number. First of all, text the picture. So probably from Google Voice or your cell phone. Text the picture and just say, hey, is everything okay going on at the house? This is Zach. I had a quick question. Or you just say, hey, is everything okay at the property here? I just drove by it. Just do that. Make it really vague. You'll get a ton of responses doing that. What's going on? How are you at my house? Hey, no, I just drove by. I just took a picture of it just so you knew the condition of the house. Is everything okay with it? Like me and my partner, we're looking to actually buy a couple houses in the area. And we drove by like, hey, this might be something we want to buy because we'll probably renovate them, me and my partner, and things like that. Just have those conversations, like have that text. You will get a lot of responses. Your guru, your competition, everyone else in the area, they'll just text them. Maybe they'll call them. They won't get the results as if you just send the photo like that. It's another thing you can do. And I promise everyone in the chat, everyone watching this live, you probably aren't doing this. You probably haven't sent 100 photos over text ever in wholesaling real estate marketing. And why? Because it's a little extra work. Because it'll actually make you more money. Like, guys, what's your excuse for not doing that? You should be going out here and send the photos out, sending the text out. Duh, right? The photo drawing for dollars method is an amazing method. It will double your results. It will get you more wholesaling deals. It will get you rich. That's the point. It will get you the great results. Now, once we do all of our marketing, once we do all of our texting, once we do all this great stuff, what you got to understand next is there's going to be some interest shown. All right. This is pretty simple. When you text them, if they ask what they want to sell, if they say no, no big deal. It's a no, right? But once they show some interest, like, yeah, I was thinking about selling my house or I might want to sell my house. get off the texting train, stop texting, call them. I cannot stress this enough. This is going to be one of the biggest killers of you getting wholesaling deals through texting. Breaks my heart to see a new wholesaler lose out to somebody like me, honestly, if they don't do this. Oh, they expressed a little bit of interest. Call them. Hey, this is Zach. I saw that you were looking to sell your property. Yeah, I was the one texting you. Can you tell me a little about it? And then just blah, 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 get the appointment, right? Or virtually wholesale, try to get them locked up. Guys, the texting communication, it's not, you're not going to get deals through that. I know people, I'm going to close a deal through text. No, guys, think about this. You don't ask someone to marry you. You don't propose over text. You don't do any, like you do it in person, right? Duh, right? It's kind of stupid, right? You don't fall in love with someone over text, right? You don't close big business deals over text. You don't do any of that stupid stuff. You do it over the phone, or you literally do a Zoom, or you do it in person. Why do you think it's any different? Because it's a higher level of communication. It's more high stakes. This is why you have to call them, build that rapport. If you want to be like your competition, stay like them, you have to be above and beyond. And to do that, you need to actually go out here and send the text out. I cannot stress this enough. You have to go stop the text combos. You guys are a little sissy sometimes. What should I do? And you send me like a 50 conversation text message. I know it's more comfortable to text. Get on the phone and call them. Man up, be the wholesaler you need to be, and just go out here, have the courage and call them. I promise you, you'll get more wholesaling deals by doing it. Why are you scared to have a conversation with somebody on the phone? Are you scared to stay broke? I don't think you are. Go out here and call them. So what's your method today? Like, what do you need to do? Everybody watching this, you must. This is a must, not a want or a need or a maybe or it'd be nice. This is a must. You must do 50 texts tonight. That's it. I don't care. You are paying for a big software. Just do 50 texts tonight through this free software. Through this free method. And then do 120 a day for a month and see your results. You'll probably get some good leads in 14 days. I'll probably potentially get you a good wholesaling deal, right? And so you need to make that commitment right now. So let me know in the chat that you are making this commitment right now. I'm not committing you for anything crazy, anything stupid. Just do 50. And then just do 120 a day. I get asked, is that 12? You're asking me to text for 12 hours straight. No, literally 2 minutes times 12, that's 24 minutes a day. 30 minutes at most. Okay? Send 50 texts today. See, I don't understand. What is this comment? 10 an hour. Tim. All right, bro, Tim. Tim, Timothy. Timothy, man. Not 10 a day, guys. Did I not get myself straight with you guys? 10 an hour. Holy moly. Did I just waste my entire time? Guys, let me pull this up. 10 an hour. If you send 10 texts out a day, you're going to stay broke. Bro, that's five times. Literally do five times every hour. Boom. For like 5 hours. Or you can do 10 out 5 hours. That's it. Sorry. It'd be 10 texts for the next 5 hours, right? I feel like these are guru plants sometimes in the chat. Just trying to frustrate me. Guys, an hour. Y'all crack me up. But guys, this is something that works. Use ChatGPT, make a different variation every single time. And guys, if you don't understand what I said, like replay what I just said, watch it, repeat, put it on repeat. I promise you, you'll do well. And heck, I even challenge you guys, like call these leads too. You can call them up too. Just double it up, like double your results and you'll do it right. Guys, go out here and do it. I promise you, if you send the text out and you just don't complain and you show up every single day, over time, you'll get deals, right? This is literally, how do you build muscle? Let's talk about it. Do you build muscle by going hard in the gym for 8 hours one day and then just not doing it for the rest of the month? No. You show up by doing 45 minutes, an hour a day at the gym, just building up your strength every day over a month straight. And if you do it over and over and over and over again, and you keep straight up, you'll do really well. Guys, it drives me crazy, but you can actually do that. Like, you build muscle by consistently doing it every day, not by going hard. Like, oh, I'm going to go hard in the paint, bro. I'm going to go super hard for one day. And then no. Every single time. Drives me crazy. So guys, it's nuts. Monica asks here. Let's answer some questions. If you have questions about the SMS method, please let me know. I'd love to hop them on. Obviously too. And then guys, we have our one-on-ones too. So if you want to do that, we can always help you out too. Monica says, do you have a mentoring program that's not too expensive? I need help. Honestly, if you're starting out and you want to get some wholesaling deals, Monica, and I'll repeat myself too. I think if you watched the whole video I did today, like I said, if you want to get started in wholesaling, go to freewholesaling.com. Like if you talk to me one-on-one and you have a question and it's like a really big newbie question, I'm like, you need to go to the guys. When you talk to me and you ask me questions one-on-one, when I do these one-on-ones, obviously guys go out here and just go through the course. I created the course because I can't talk to 100,000 people in a year. That's too many people to go personally mentor, but I made a course. Everything you need to know, start to finish, to get your wholesaling deals is there. That's it. Like T says, right? The free course has all the info you need. Go through the course, then ask some more questions on top of that. I'd love to help you out. Because if I'm willing to put hours of my day into a live stream like this, right? And giving you the best information, that could charge a ton of money for it, right? Can you at least like give me something too? And just give me your time going through the course for free. Like, guys, please get some respect. Like, I'm giving you all the respect in the world for you to get a wholesaling deal for free. I'm the only one in wholesaling real estate that does this. It's sad. Guys, show me some respect back that you actually appreciate what I do and just go through the course. And then you can ask me some questions. We have a good conversation from there, right? I just don't want you guys to repeat the same thing. I'm just telling you, it works. That's it. That's how you got to do it. Go through the course. It works really well. Dude said guru. Guys, there are guru plants. There are people paid by gurus to hop on, try to ruin the stream. There's trolls. I got to deal with these people. There are guru plants. There's industry plants. There's guru plants. I got to deal with them every day. Brian says, love the one piece decor in the back. Appreciate it. Got the straw hat behind me. So pretty cool. All right. So let's see here. Yeah, Monica, just go to freewholesaling.com. It's all in there. Teach you how to do it for free. That's the way I always do it, right? So that is it. So let me go and answer some questions too. I always get asked too, like, Zach, what texting platform do you use? Now, when I use mine, I do use smszach.com. So FYI for everyone, like if you want to know like how I actually use my platform for texting and like scaling it out, you can use smszach.com. But do the free method first. And then if that's working well, and you really like texting, you can use the paid software for it. I'd rather you get some wholesaling deals in and then use it. But you got no time. I get it, right? So just do whatever one works best for you. But yeah, that's how we do it. List from PropStream. That's why I like ListRadar.com. That's how we do. Bep says, should we follow up on cold text? Just call them back again. Probably in a month or two. Call them up or you can retext them. See? Gina did this. Shout out to Gina, let's go. Gina's listening to what I have to say. I took pictures while reverse trying for dollars. Beautiful. She listens to me and she's going to get some wholesaling deals. I know that because she's actually listening to what I'm saying. She actually did the work. She actually put the effort out here. Shout out to her. That gangster right there. Love to see that. Shout out to her. Also, guys, if you want to talk to me, I do one-on-ones for free for everyone. So if you want to go talk to me for free, that personal one-on-one stuff literally costs nothing. Just go here. This is Wholesaling Analysis Real. This is my Facebook group. And let's go community home. Click here. Click that. there is a watch link, but there's also a join here feature. You click that join feature, it'll hop you on a StreamYard to talk to me absolutely for free, one-on-one. So let's go here and let's get it. All right. All righty. And I'll put the streamer link on in case y'all want to hop on. And let's talk. Picking picks now. Shout out to Kim. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Let's see. Josh was committed to this. I like it. I'm serious, guys. If you actually go out here and commit to going out here and texting on a daily basis, heck, even any type of marketing on a daily basis, I promise you, it will go out here and get good wholesaling deals. But if you don't do it, it ain't going to do well. Let's see here. Mate took flight. Whoa. Zach, I missed you, my friend. I just closed a deal for $12,000 from your free Craigslist method. You guys really are heaven sent. Look at that. Let me send a screenshot. Let me send this to Rick. He loved this. Holy moly. Look at that. 12 grand from Digital Bandit Signs. Remember, if you go to freelisting.com, Digital Bandit Signs are all in there. Just telling you. Love to see that. Shout out to Mate Took Flight. Guys, you are sleeping on the information we're giving out. The information we have at freelisting.com gives you the best chance of getting wholesaling deals. If you use AI to do it, you'll go do it. So shout out to Mate Took Flight. Oh, love to see that. That's amazing stuff. That's how you do it. Guys, these are people that are actually listening to my advice, going out here and actually getting results. Shout out to Mate Took Flight there. That's awesome, awesome, awesome. Is tax delinquents? Tax delinquents aren't bad. I don't think it's a bad list at all. So yeah, I would say go for it. Yeah, why not? Go here. Put the other link on here. All right, cool, cool, cool. Maria says, question. So I'm calling the for sale by owner on Zillow, and the ones I found that have been there for more than 90 days said something like auction start bid. If they're saying auction on or start the bid at, I would ignore that. That's definitely not the one I want to be dealing with. Yeah, those are definitely not a good one. All right, cool, cool, cool. All right. Let's see. Michael says, as a solo wholesaler, is it better to focus on one marketing method at a time or do several? I always say just focus on two marketing channels and then two marketing lists. That's usually what I prefer. And so just focus on two channels. That's it. So texting and calling might be a good one, right? You actually might want to go out here and do a little bit of everything, right? You can do, I'd probably say texting and calling would probably be my preferred method for everyone starting out. And then just focus on two lists. That's it. Focus on two lists, then focus on two marketing channels. Focus on that. You should be good. So how can we set up a one-on-one? Literally just go to Wholesaling Houses for Real, my Facebook group, and you'll be all good to go there. And let me give you a link for Wholesaling Houses for Real if you want to go on there. Let's go copy. So if you want to do the one-on-one, you literally just go here, go to www.facebook.com/groups/wholesalinghousesforreal. Once you do that, you'll be in my Facebook group, which I post the link on there. So let's see here. You can talk to people like Alonzo. Alonzo, what is up?
Hello.
Hi.
What's up?
What's up, man? How can I help you out?
I have a few questions. I'm still new to this. I haven't done any deals or anything, but I was gonna ask, should I like get a title company first and then start going on deals?
Yeah, you need to go to title company first. So, Alonzo, based on that question, I know you didn't go through freewholesaling.com.
Yeah, I watched.
I know you haven't.
I watched all the 30 videos, and I've been through some videos on your website.
And so if you went through the 30-day wholesaling challenge, what day was the title company?
I think it was the third video or the fourth.
And so does it make sense on the 30-day challenge? I told you day three to start finding a title company before I started teaching you how to cold call and market and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's the reason. So just find, what market do you think you want to do?
I want to start locally first because I don't get the whole virtual stuff.
Okay, where do you live?
Texas.
Oh, Texas is a big state. Where in Texas?
I live in kind of a small city, and the only big city like close to me is like an hour away.
It's
like
in
McAllen.
McAllen. McAllen, okay. How is that? M C.
M C A L L E N.
Oh, McAllen. Okay, that's actually a decent wholesaling market. I think locally you got to stay there though. So are you west, north, or east of that?
Probably west.
Okay, if you're going to be west of that, yeah, there's nothing west of that. Yeah, McAllen, you're going to have to wholesale there, dude.
Yeah.
No big deal. So I would do that. So do the mark. I would stick two marketing channels, two lists, and go to work. Get going on them.
Because I've called like four title companies already, and they just tell me that they don't work with like real estate investors, just
Alonzo, agents. Do you give up easy?
No.
Are you a quitter?
No.
Obviously, you're not. So go out here and keep calling.
Also, the contract I got yours, but I don't know if I'm supposed to make any changes. And I've been talking to this guy that's on your wholesale group on Facebook. And he said that I can use it like how it is here in Texas.
You can, but I would ask the title company if that contract's good or not. So find a good wholesaling title company. Also, you can go on Facebook groups and find basically the Texas one. Say, hey, what's a good wholesaling title company in McAllen? And someone should tell you.
Okay.
There's a lot of people that can help you out.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't be worried.
All right, well, I guess that's all I have. Hold on.
Well, you need to tell me what you need to do. Make sure you understood your assignment.
What?
What?
I didn't hear what you said.
Huh? Bro, okay. What do you need to do now once we get off the phone?
Call title companies.
Call title companies and use Facebook groups.
Yeah. Right?
And then from there, we can start marketing.
Yeah.
You're good to go, man.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's all. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one, man.
Likewise.
Boom. Guys, remember when your conversations, how you speak to sellers? Don't say, what? Huh? What? Huh? 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 What? Excuse me? Hey, can you repeat yourself again? Sorry, I don't think I got that. The language you speak to sellers is very important. It can come off disrespectful. Not for me, I don't really care. But you have to be cognizant of that when you're talking to sellers, okay? What? Huh? Don't be saying that of the excuse. Hey, can you repeat yourself again? Sorry, I don't think I got that. Make sure you do that, right? I'm telling you, it's the little things that get you wholesaling deals. We're here to beat your competition. Melvin.
Hello.
What's up, man?
Nothing much, man. Nothing much.
Are you in an airport?
No, I'm at school, man.
Okay. I respect the grind. What's up, man? How can I help you out?
Wait, hello?
Hi.
Oh, my connection started acting up right when I got on here. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Yes or no, Melvin?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, what's up? How can I help you out?
Hello?
Bye. Melvin, get a better connection. Talk to me. I ain't doing this hello, goodbye, that type thing. Wait, hello? Huh? Hello? David, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
How's it going?
Going good. That school connection. Ain't no service in school.
No, I know that, man. So
I did last time we talked.
What's going on?
It's my second day for Driving for Dollars, right? I'm from Wichita, Kansas, to remind you again. Let me turn you up.
You got your stupid sports car.
Yeah, get a lot of looks, you know, a lot of people sitting on their porch, you know, going back and forth, but it's okay.
It's all in your head, man. Judgment means nothing.
Yeah, yeah. And I usually that's how it is. I just sunglasses on. But when I did the app, I was going to ask you, can you send me that link again? Because I went back to the stream and actually I couldn't find that link you sent me for the Driving for Dollars walkthrough that you did.
Through Deal Machine?
Well, I'm using PropStream.
Oh, the PropStream one. Okay, yeah. Let me do it again.
Because when I went back to the chat, it wasn't there.
Let me do it right now. I got it right now for you.
Thanks. Can you hear me well, by the way?
Yeah, you're good.
I got me a cheap mic off Facebook Market.
Get all right, cool. Hey, I don't mind. All right, let's go to private chat.
Okay.
All right, should be in there.
All right, I see it. So what's kind of happening is when I'm on the drive, so you have the two options, right, where you're able to do – I just put drive without filters. When I'm there and I'm clicking on the houses, it won't pop nothing up. Like, it's just the blank squares, and then – or if you do the other map. So I ended up having to use, like – I just kind of threw it out, and I just – I remember you saying just record yourself. And so I just kind of recorded myself, like, saying the addresses and spelling them out. But I would have, like, some weird ones, like a house on a corner. I think the only way I could, like, I had to go back to, like, Google Maps or something. That's the only way I could really find the house number.
Okay. So is it because you just can't find the address on it? And PropStream doesn't have that either?
Yeah, like, like, when I'm on PropStream right now, like, this is that's my neighborhood. When I'm not driving, it pops it up immediately.
Okay.
But when I'm driving, they're just blank. Like, you know how, because you get hearted and stuff? I don't get none of that. So that's why I was going to ask on Facebook for, like, other people.
Just ask. You can just reach out to their tech support. They can help you out with it.
Okay. Because I didn't know if it was because what state I'm in, you know?
No, I mean, Kansas is fine. It's a non-disclosure state, but PropStream is MLS access. Okay. FYI, so everybody knows this. If you have PropStream, it does have a free Driving for Dollars app that's included. Just FYI for everyone, you know. I mean, you use Deal Machine, obviously, right? Like, that's what I tell a lot of people to do. But, like, if you have PropStream, it's included with it too. Also with Batch, with SMS, with ZachData.com, it's included also. So it's like, I think they all have that now. But go talk to the support. They're actually really helpful. They'll help you out a lot there. And they'll tell you.
So should I, because am I a day or two behind on the Friday Zooms where you guys are like doing the make your list? Because I started putting it in there so then I can, you know, show.
You have an iPhone?
Yeah, I do. I have an iPhone. My business.
So why don't you just like go to like Apple Maps and just put a pin and then it'll pop up the address and you should be able to do that like that too.
Okay, I don't use Apple Maps. I use Google Maps, but...
Yeah, because you're weird. But that's okay. I'm just kidding, man. Just use Apple Maps. Okay. I know it's going to hurt your brain to think to do it because you're used to Google Maps. But yeah. Apple Maps is so easy just to pop a pin down and just click the pin. It has your current location on, and it'll give you an address.
Okay.
You should be good, man.
And then can I ask you what the homework is so I can get caught up? It was 100. The last one was 100 deals.
100 a week.
100 a week.
100 a week, man.
Okay.
But just it's better just to consistent every week, man.
Now is that for like the other guy was from Texas, right? Like that's a big place versus Kansas. We don't have that many people.
Wichita, 100, man.
100. All right. And then
I want you to get a deal, dude. Friday. We're not slacking over here.
No.
You're not a guy that slacks. Do 100.
All right. 100 a week, and then Friday, is that what I'll be caught up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
The point is to show up every day and do it, man. You got this. You're good to go.
Thanks.
Have you been – now, the only question is, can you call 100 also? If you can't, then just try 50, right?
Yeah. So
only drive as much as you can call.
Okay.
I know that – I hate to say that, and it hurts me to say, but what's the point of you doing 100 if you can't even call them?
So the point is to have that like immediate, like I know what the house looks like the day of and stuff like that. So I'm able to retain that information because like next, you know.
Go do that. And I think one extra thing you can do now is you have to skip trace these people, right? Obviously. Send some text out while you're doing it too. Kind of do both of them at the same time. And I think that's just, it's extra marketing. And here's the cool part. You can do it at 7 o'clock at night. When you're not going out here, you'll be good to go.
I'm at work. I work 2 p.m. to 2 a.m.
2 p.m. to 2 a.m. Then
I mean, I have the sucky shift, right? Because everyone has the phone, you know, at that time.
And then 2 a.m. Then you wake up what? 11 a.m.?
10 a.m.? Well, right? Usually the kids wake up at 9. So I usually try to be up at 9.
At 9. You can text at 9 or 10. You're fine.
Okay.
You're good. Just whenever you can send the text out, just don't do it from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. Outside of those hours, you should be fine.
Now, what's the what would be the a better time to call?
9 to 8. I mean, okay. Whenever people are usually up,
like before they go to work.
Yeah, you could, but I'd do it after probably.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thanks. Got this, man. Keep it up. Love it. He's putting the work in. Appreciate it. Chris.
What's up, man?
What's up, man? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm in Rochester. Yeah, kind of. I take not on camera, but like I've been on live before. I'm in Rochester.
Awesome, man.
Yeah.
Love it. What's up? How can I help you out?
So I got like three things. But so I quite literally just got off the phone with this elderly woman. And then I saw you were on live. So I drove by this house. I want to say 2 weeks ago. And the only reason I'm talking to her now is because I travel for work. So I called her. She said to follow up with her. The house is under contract already by someone else. And she's like 93. She sounds like she really doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But I did finally have like a meaningful conversation with her. I got all this information. And I just kind of want to know like what you think I should do with it. So based on what she told me, her daughter lived in the house. There was a fire. Daughter died in the house. Yeah. And she's been dealing with it. I want to say for like almost a year, and she's pretty stressed by it. Like I can tell. And like, I don't know what this buyer is trying to do. And she was very confused about it. She was telling me they're trying to buy the house and then loan money to somebody else to fix the house. And that made no sense to me.
Yeah, I know they're doing.
And she said that they had a lawyer and that lawyer like disappeared. And now they're dealing with her lawyer. I just called her lawyer. I talked to like the person at the receptionist, and they're going to call me back, but I'm basically trying to find out from them when that contract ends. So I can do my like due diligence goes and then there's like asbestos damage. So I don't even know if I can go look in the house.
So Chris, FYI, yeah. There's asbestos in the house, man. You're young.
Mm-hmm.
We don't, I'm not here to take years off your life, bro. Don't be doing it. Right. I actually have, these crazy like face coverings I have for like not because of like sickness, like just because of asbestos and like mold and stuff. Like I wouldn't even have healthy lungs, right? You know, so I wouldn't do that, man. Like, why even go buy the house? The problem is, man, I would love to meet the star of the house. There's a point of like you're just torturing the lady there. Her daughter died in the house,
right?
Don't bring her there, right? Like I get it. There's just different levels of humanity. I wouldn't be doing that for her, obviously. My best advice for you is follow up with this lady every other day. Just see how she's doing. Does she have any other daughters?
Yeah, she has a daughter and a son who are involved with the current buyer deal, actually. And
you need their phone numbers too.
Okay.
She's 93 years old and she literally lost her daughter last year. Like she is in as much of an emotional wreck as you possibly can be. I'm not saying that in a bad way. Like, right. I think anyone would be like this, right? And so what you need to understand here is you have to involve the siblings too, because you don't want to be just dealing with a 93-year-old lady. You got to do the right thing. Now, you're in New York, so it's like lawyers aren't dumb, all right? Like, this buyer is doing something weird and fishy. The seller's lawyer is going to be like something. They're probably going to get out of this deal. I'm not going to say put your full heart in the deal, but like just be there when the thing collapses to go here and buy it. So let the siblings know and let the buyer know, the seller know that, hey, something seems off with this. when this thing ends up not doing well, call me up and we're just going to buy this thing cash and deal with it.
Okay. That's
all you can do. Just be nice and just follow up.
All right.
If they buy it, try to loan it. Are they getting financing on it?
I don't know. Like, she, like, quite literally 5 or 6 times tried to explain it to me, and she had, like, it sounded like she had no idea what they were doing. Like, she said they were going to buy the house and then loan the money to someone else to fix the house, and then she had no idea what they were doing after that.
They might be doing, like, a pocket novation thing. I don't think it's a novation, though, actually.
I've never even heard of that. I mean, this would be my first deal.
No, because they put it on yet. They would put it on the market and fix it up. I don't think it's. I think because it's a fire damage house, I don't think it'd even go through. So just wait, just follow up the person, and you'd be fine, dude. I wouldn't even go in the house. Just between you and me, with the asbestos and stuff, dude, it's not worth your health. But you can wholesale it all day. No, just have a buyer deal with it.
Yeah, I got like a free what's it called? Freedom First Real Estate Investing Association is the Rochester group. I got like the former president's card. I'm gonna talk to him about it, see what he thinks. I'm gonna see this guy on Thursday probably.
Right, lock up the deal first. I'm just telling you, there's a lot of shady people, man.
Okay.
There's a lot of people right now that want to steal that deal. A lot.
Okay.
I would just be very careful.
Okay.
Don't give the address out.
All right. And then I got one more question. So my job, my career is like, it requires me like every, I don't know, every other week maybe, or 2 weeks at a time to travel. Because I work in racing. And so I'm gone for a week at a time, 2 weeks at a time. And quite literally.
And he's popping off at the most exciting part. All right, there we go.
Yeah, so like it prevents me from dealing with like if I have scheduled like RVMs or if I have mail going out or have left a message and someone wants to call back, like I'm really not able to follow up with them during those weeks. So I was like, I was wondering if the way I do it now, if you think it's effective, where I really can't deal with much when I'm gone. So I try to.
How many weeks a month are you gone?
So it's 2 to 3. It's usually two
weeks a month.
Yeah, but that's going to be done. I have 2 more races for the rest of the year, and then I want to say like mid October to the end of January. Like I got nothing. Like I was going to just try to straight up do real estate.
Well, don't quit your job just for this, right? Make sure you get something right, but if that's going to be the case, then I think you just suck it up. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else to say. Just suck it up. Outside of that, I would just stick to it. If this was a permanent thing, I'd say get a partner. But because it's almost going to be done, I would just stick it out. You're already a smart guy. You're already getting leads. I don't think you need a partner. Like, I don't want you giving up 50% of your cash for this, of your deals. So I would just suck it up. I hate to tell you, but like, do it.
Okay. I mean, like when I'm home, I try to do the like call them in a way or like contact them in a way that they would get it ASAP and be able to contact me back within the same week so that they're not trying to contact me back.
Unfortunately, when you're gone, you can't do it. But like what other option do you have, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would say I think you should that card whatever guy. I think you should JV some of those deals that are really good if you're going to be gone with that person. I know it kind of sucks. I get it. But it's better getting 50% of a deal than getting zero. So don't get a partner for your entire business, but get a partner for the deals.
Okay.
That's probably what I'd say. And then also don't write your notes on paper. Put it on the internet, like on Podio or something, so you don't mess it up or get rid of it, man. Because like, let's say you're on an airport and you got to go close a deal. Podio is free. It's on an app. I can just pop up the information and get it called.
All right, I wrote Podio.
Like, dude, like it's free. There's no excuse. And the cool part about it's like that lady's phone number. Oh my gosh, I don't have her other daughter Bethany's phone number. I gotta go through my pages. What do you do? Right, you don't. It's too risky, man. Make sure you got it on there. All right.
I got you.
Or at worst, dude, even if like you get frustrated, just get a Google Excel and just like at least do something. Just something, okay?
All right.
All right, you got it, man. Or I think it's Google Sheets, but all right, appreciate it, man. Keep it up.
Peace out.
He's living life in the fast lane. I like it. Keep it up. Joshua.
Yeah, hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. It's my first time chiming in. I've been watching you for a while and decided to chime in. Have
to... Now you're chiming in. Took you forever. Come on. I'm here to help.
I did. I'm not going to lie. I was very skeptical. And remember I said it's free, and it's like, nah, it can't be free. But you're like, no, he's legit. So
I'm not charging you for this. It's nothing, dude. Come on. You got this. I will help you out.
So it's two questions I have. The first question is, I'm in Dallas, or more Plano, but close to Dallas. And I did see that video with this guy that was doing, like, I think half a mil or something like that in Dallas. But I'm having trouble because I saw the driving for dollars that your dad did. And I'm having trouble, like, he said he can do, like, 100 leads in, like, an hour or something like that. And I'm like, man, I don't know how he's doing 100 leads.
No way.
Okay. Because I was like, because where I'm driving, I'm barely getting, like, 3 leads in an hour. So I was like, maybe I'm looking at the properties wrong, or so if you can help me out on what to look for.
10 to 15 an hour is way more reasonable. 20 might be like pushing it. Like
you're crazy.
So that's probably what I'd say. So I think you're in the wrong area too. If you're only getting 3. So you probably live in a nicer area. So like you're probably not going to be able to wholesale there. I'm thinking Plano. So what you need to do is you need to find cash buyers and say, hey, Mr. Cash Buyer in Plano, where are you looking to buy your next deal? Oh, this zip code. Okay. And then go to that zip code and then drive there. Really driving the areas where the buyers want to buy. Guess what happens? And then most people struggle selling their wholesaling deals. It's like, hey, Mr. Buyer, remember you told me to go find a deal in this area? Well, I have it. Now you have to buy it, right? You kind of force them to buy your deal.
All right. I didn't think like that. Okay. I guess that kind of answered my second question, because I was going to go on PropStream and get the properties, you know, do your hot, what is that called? You said the really good, the high list. Like your water shut up, whatnot, and then go drive to the house and post a note. Is that a good idea, or just stick to what I'm doing? Or
repeat that, what you were going
to
do again?
So like, you know, you go to PropStream and get the list of maybe like water shut off, vacant or occupied properties. I was going to go to the house and leave the post-it note, like you were saying.
Yeah.
And do that.
That's not a bad method at all either.
Okay.
Do a little bit of both. Test it out. See which one you like.
Cool. All right. That's all I had. Appreciate it.
All right. Keep it up. Plano's a good area, man.
All right, no problem. I'll do that there. Thanks so much.
Keep it up. Boom. Yeah, guys. Everyone's like, oh, is Zach really doing it for free? Is it really free? It's free. Come on. Guys, I've been in and out doing these live streams and one-on-ones for free forever. You know this. John.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, what's up, man?
What's going on, Zach?
I'm good, dude. I had to make sure you're finishing lunch, man.
a little hungry.
All right, yeah, me too. So, what's up, man? Nice to meet you. All these new faces today, man.
I've been watching you for a while, man.
I appreciate you coming on, guys. Everyone's invited to hop on and talk to me. I want to help you guys out. So, how can I help you out?
All right, so I got a deal today that I'm working on. This one is a two property, but he wants to sell it as a bundle. But because the property are two separate, it has two separate partials. Should I separate the property, or should I sell it as a bundle?
So you're smart with this. You know what you're talking about. So are there two separate deeds?
Yeah.
If they're separate deeds, separate contracts.
Okay. Okay.
So you can sell the one, but you just got to split them.
Okay. So Stella wants $50,000 for both properties. So I'm thinking, because two properties, one is a house and one is a vacant land. So I'm thinking maybe sell the vacant land for like $10,000 and house for $40,000, and kind of like leverage it out a little bit like that.
So John, let me be honest with you. I'm only doing this in your best interest. Okay, we're not doing what's best for the seller. We want to, but let's do it for you. Let's say, for example, bro, you can't sell this vacant land. And if you bundle it, you're screwed, right? So that's why you need two contracts, FYI. You could probably sell the property, but maybe not the land. So what I need you to do is probably lock up both. And if he wants 50 for both, I'd say the 40-10 is probably the best one.
40-10, okay.
I would try to bundle it. What area is this? Are you like, where are you in?
This is in Ohio.
Okay, duh. Okay, Ohio. 50 grand's insane. All right.
Yeah.
We're in Ohio.
This is in Marion, Ohio.
Marion, Ohio. Why do I know that name?
Yep, Marion, Ohio. This is a single family house.
Oh, dude, that's a great. Yeah, you can sell that deal, dude. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It might be a little harder outside of Columbus, but I think you can make this happen. Okay. I like this. Sure. All right. So, yeah, get two contracts.
Okay.
And then see if you can get. I mean, obviously, I'd want the buyer to buy both of them, but like between you and me, let's get that bag. If we just only have to wholesale the deal, the house, and be like, hey, sorry, but I really can't, then you kind of leave the land there, or you get the land for cheaper, right? And you go from there.
Right. I'm gonna go with that. Appreciate the help, man.
Is this gonna be virtual or in person?
Virtual.
Okay, so do you know how to do that whole process?
Yep, I already have some. I got another wholesale in the area that already checked out the property for me.
You're a hustler, man. You already got this. I don't know what you're even asking for, man.
I gotta get a little update, man. You know, you the best.
I love it, dude. I appreciate you doing this. Keep it up. Keep up the good work. Talk to me more. I promise you, I'm here to help you out. Okay, I'm not here to make it work. And remember, you can hop on here and be like, hey, you got buy. Anyone needs a JV with me? You got thousands of people watching this. So,
I got another property I'm closing this week, and that one is in in Michigan.
How much?
Yeah, I'll make about 5K off that one.
Bro, love it, dude. That's awesome, man. Dude. I love to see.
Appreciate it, man.
I appreciate you, dude. Keep closing deals. Keep inspiring the people, and you got this, bro.
Yes, sir. Got you, man. Thank you.
Wait, where do you live?
I'm in Massachusetts.
Oh, snap. That's cool. And that's probably what, like Boston area, or like expensive?
It's west of Boston.
Okay. West. All right. I hear the accent a little coming out. All right. I appreciate it, man. You got this, dude. Good job.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Look at that. John out here making that bag, making that money, guys. What is your excuse? Virtually wholesaling, doing deals. Let's get it. Love to see that stuff. Is it Laird?
Yeah, it's Laird. Hello.
What's up?
So I just got a question. Since I know you JV a lot, my friend has like a property under contract. It's an apartment complex for $5 million. And if I find a buyer theoretically, how would I like, since it's my name under the assignment of contract, and then it's his name on the PSA. So how does like the title company know, like, I don't know. It's kind of confusing me.
How does
it link our names together, kind of?
Lard, don't like feel like, oh my gosh, it's $5 million. I've done $50 million. Like it's just these are just numbers, bro. I like honestly. Now the buyer's the really hard part. Any sucker can get a deal locked up for $50 million. It's like, can you sell the deal though for a profit, right? So you literally the title company has to follow what the assignment of contract says. So you can write an extra line that says you have to give Zach Ginn $1,000 of the assignment fee. They have to follow it. Even if you wrote it, I'll take my check. Right? I'm not telling you to do that, but like they have to write it, right? You put your mom gets $2,000 out of it. Like you can write whatever you want. As long as the buyer signs it, you're good. And so what I would put, is it Laird?
Yeah, Laird.
All right.
Yeah.
So like you can write an extra line that says basically buyer agrees to pay Laird Folly. Basically, what, $20,000, whatever it is, of the assignment fee, as a portion of the assignment fee, and then your partner gets the other half, right? You're good to go. You can sign a JV agreement too, send that to the title company also, but the assignment of contract, whatever's written in there, they have to follow it. And remember, the buyer's technically the one giving you the fee, so make sure that is the most important one.
Okay. Yeah, that's what my friend was saying, who's kind of like the seller under contract. He said that we can just sign the JV agreement. So I also got one more question. He says he can't sign on it until he has proof of funds. So he needs that from the end buyer.
So the JV agreement?
Sorry?
Wait, who needs the proof of funds?
My friend. He doesn't actually have it under contract yet. So he needs proof of funds to sign the PSA. So that's why he needs me to find the end buyer. So how do I get proof of funds from him? Like, how do I actually show proof of funds?
So do you have $55 million?
Nope.
I'm just kidding. No. I get it, right? I mean, I could give you a proof of funds of $5 million, but honestly, I might be the buyer on it. Email me the deal, and I can just give you a screenshot of $5 million in a bank account. We can do that. But honestly, I think it'd be better. It's probably going to be not a good deal for me, honestly. Like, when I'm dropping that much cash on a deal, I'd probably want a better deal. So what I would say is, do you have PropStream?
No, I don't. Okay. I used to.
So this is going to be toughy. I would go to Facebook groups, man. Do you know what general area it's in?
Yeah, I know. I know the address,
No, don't give me the address, but like, what general area are we talking? State-wise, don't tell me the area. Okay, Texas, Tennessee?
It's Texas.
Texas, okay. So is it, now this is the last question. Be very, very general. I don't want anyone stealing this deal. Is this in like a population area? Like, is it like a decent amount of people?
I'm pretty sure. I'll have to check. Okay. I'm pretty sure it is.
Okay. Like, I mean, just make sure there's over 100,000 people living in that city.
Yeah, probably.
That's right.
It's like the property is making like over 50K a month in like gross, or no, it's making over 130K in gross revenue. And then it makes like 50K profit per month.
Yeah, like, that's times 12. Hold on. It's making 50 net. Go by 5. That's not a bad deal. I think if those numbers are real, I think you can find a good buyer. What I need you to do is go to Facebook and just post, hey, I have a blank unit in blank area. I need, if you're a buyer looking to do it, you got to go all the Facebook groups. Now, this is very, very important. Take notes if you need and put a mental note. Just assume everybody wants to screw you on the deal. Everyone wants to be a fake buyer. Everyone wants to pretend and just get the deal and then steal it from you. Okay. Assume that.
Yeah.
It would suck for you to lose this deal. Just assume it. The only way someone can build your trust is if they show you that they've purchased more than 3 deals in the past, whatever. Actually, I got you a buyer. Hold up. I actually got you a buyer. Do you have Instagram?
Yes. Yeah. I have
Instagram. I actually know a guy. He's bought in probably $250,000 of multifamily in Texas. He's actually my guy. Send me a message on Instagram. I will give you his name and I want you to reach out to him. I can't guarantee he's going to, I'm 70% sure he won't screw you, but you need to make sure he says proof of funds. He's still buying and he's still legit and things like that. He's somebody I'd more trust than a random guy on Facebook. And let's see if we can do a deal with that.
All right. Thank you. So I've looked at like past, like I've researched most apartment complexes in Texas and I've seen like all like the owners of them. Is that a good idea to call them, see if they're interested in buying any more?
Yes. That's a good one too.
Okay. That was, cause I had this one like apartment complex owned by like a big corporation that has like billions of like real estate assets. And I think like, if they really want to buy this, I think they'll pay like a pretty like high price for it since they're like very wealthy.
Call them up.
So remember, I might do that, yeah.
They have an acquisitions department. But send me an Instagram. I'll send it to you. 1% of the assignment fee needs to go to St. Jude's charity if it closes. I don't want any cash on it. And you'll be good to go. All right?
All right. Thank you. I'll send you a message. Okay?
All right. I'll send you his info. All right, man?
All right. Thank you. Thanks.
Oh, he had a big deal. That's big baller money right there. So I'd love to see you guys. We're seeing people doing deals, all this stuff. Remember, if you want to learn how to do it, go to freewholesaling.com, my free wholesaling course, and I'll see you soon. This is Zach Kinn signing out. Really appreciate it. Hit that like button, subscribe. Thanks, y'all.